This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, December 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Golden age may have to wait, senators say. Secure rural schools legislation passes and SAF bill introduced. Farm state senators respond to Rollins' golden age comments. As she announced a new aid package this week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins reiterated that the administration's long-term project is to end farmers' reliance on government support. The latest assistance would help producers until the Trump administration can usher in a, quote, new golden age for farmers, she said, where instead of farming for government checks, they can farm to feed their family and sell their products. GOP senator skeptical on the U.S. is the cusp of farm profitability, that unless the Trump administration walks away from another core goal of keeping food costs down. You're always going to see the federal government involved in farming because of the policy that our country has. As for other countries in the world, we have cheap food. That's Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska. It's recognizing the policies that we have as a country and what's needed. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley said that the only way that governments will be able to end support for farmers is if corn and soybean prices rise substantially. An unexpected shock that drives prices skyward, he said, is likely to be a bigger factor in profitability than policy levers. A drought in China or India or Brazil or Argentina is going to play a bigger role than the Secretary of Agriculture, the President of the United States, can play in getting prices up, so it's profitable, he said. House votes to reauthorize Secure Rural Schools program. A bill to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools Act cleared the House yesterday, providing relief to school districts and county governments unable to derive tax revenue from federal force in their borders. With a 399-5 vote, the House approved a Senate bill to reauthorize the program at least through fiscal year 26 and provide retroactive assistance for FY24 and FY25. It has been expired since FY23. It now heads to President Trump's desk. SAF legislation includes increased tax credit. U.S. lawmakers are seeking to sweeten a financial incentive for producing lower carbon jet fuel, part of new legislation aimed at reviving investor interest in the nascent market. The bipartisan bill, dubbed the Securing America's Fuels Act, SAF, would allow qualifying producers of sustainable aviation fuel to receive 35 cents to $1.75 a gallon and a bonus credit, according to a statement by U.S. Representative Mike Flood of Nebraska, a sponsor of the measure. The legislation is in response to the so-called 45Z clean fuel production tax credit for SAF being cut from a maximum level of $1.75 a gallon to $1 a gallon in the recently enacted tax law championed by President Donald Trump. The reduction put the SAF credit value at the same level given to makers of biomass-based diesel. America is on the cusp of the next great biofuels revolution, Flood said. Sustainable aviation fuel will help lower emissions while expanding domestic markets for our nation's farmers. The bill would also extend 45Z through 2033 for all clean fuels. The credit currently set to expire at the end of 2029. Co-sponsoring lawmakers, including Representatives Troy Carter of Louisiana, Sharice Davis of Kansas, Tracy Mann of Kansas, called SAF a game changer, citing the potential for tens of thousands of new jobs and as much as 80% reduction in life cycle greenhouse gas emissions. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Christmas corn rally? Well, the typically sleepy December USDA crop report had some, quote, silver linings for corn farmers yesterday. That, according to Oliver Sloop, a co-founder of Blue Line Futures in Chicago, the closely watched world agriculture supply and demand estimates trimmed 25-26 U.S. ending corn stocks from last month's report by 125 million to 2 billion bushels, the second biggest such reduction in a December WASD in about two decades, Sloop said in a website post. The cut in the supply outlook came as USDA lifted its forecast for U.S. corn exports to 3.2 billion bushels, a record if it is realized. March corn in the Chicago ended the day 4 and a quarter cents higher at 448 a bushel. The futures mostly have been trading between 440 and 450. This report, coupled with other factors, may be enough to help aid a breakout above the top end of the range and give us a bit of a Santa Claus rally, Sloop said. Soybeans fell with no bullish signals in the crop report to allay concerns over U.S. exports. For domestic rice, USDA cut its long grain export outlook 2 million hundredweight to 62 million on lackluster sales and shipments of rough rice to Mexico and other Latin American markets. It also lowered the 25-26 all rice season average farm price forecast by a dollar and a dime per hundred to 11.60 on reductions for the long grain and medium and short grain SAFPs. Chesapeake dead zone showed little signs of reversal in 2025, report finds. The Chesapeake Bay's dead zone stayed around the same size in 2025 as in past years. That according to an annual report that tracks the state of bay restoration efforts. That metric represents the greatest volume of the bay's water experiencing hypoxic conditions on any day of the year. Hypoxic conditions are characterized by low dissolved oxygen and often caused by runoff of excess nutrients from developed areas and farmland. Major MAHA announcement is promised. Brooke Rollins and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will make a, quote, major announcement at USDA today as a part of the administration's ongoing commitment to the Make America Healthy initiative, according to a department media advisory. Joining the Agriculture Secretary and the Health and Human Services Secretary will be Mehmet Oz, Director of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That event's scheduled for 10 a.m. today. You can look for coverage at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. If he wants to help the farmers, the president should get the tariffs off of farm machinery. And I weighed in the White House on that very subject within the last 24 to 48 hours. That's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa during a weekly call with reporters yesterday. Now, here's an editor's note. We got ahead of ourselves yesterday and promoted an item on Chinese drones that didn't appear in Daybreak. You'll find it at agripulse.com. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, December 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Alley.